21 to 8, and Leanne, you'll be very pleased to know we've had several listeners that have said, can you possibly have a chat with Chris Waller, the trainer of, well, the now famous Winks, who's looking to make it 3 in a row in the Cox Plate tomorrow and 22nd consecutive victory on the Trout. And we're very pleased to be able to say we've got him on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Richard.
Thank you very much for your time. Now, I must ask you, being a New Zealander, we finally beat you at rugby last weekend.
Yeah, sure did. No, it's a great rivalry between Australia and New Zealand. I've been here 17 years now, so sometimes I put the Wallaby caps on as well.
Yeah, well, I bet you do. Anyway, it's nice to beat the All Blacks occasionally. I suppose you have divided loyalties when those games are on.
Yeah, sure do. My children are Australians, and yeah, Australia's certainly home for me, so I've got to be a bit careful with what I say.
22, hopefully in a row after the Cox Plate tomorrow. When did you first recognise that Winks was something special, Chris?
Well, special is categorised, I guess, in different ways with horses. She won her first three starts, and that's quite a big deal for a racehorse, and it looked to us that we had a very promising horse that's going to deliver a lot of fun. And racing brings families together, and it's just a great, enjoyable sport. So we just expected to have a pretty good time. We never expected that she'd be one of the best of her era, and certainly not expect to get up to Cox Plates and to be challenging now for a third Cox Plate. It was just a wildest dream. And what just makes this story so great is after she won those first three races, she only won about one or two out of six or seven races following that. So she did have a patch at the start of her career where she was just going through the motions, and then all of a sudden she matured and she's been on this winning sequence ever since.
I read recently where you said that you see in Winks a bit of yourself. What exactly did you mean by that, Chris?
I don't know. There's been that many interviews and media over the past few weeks, and especially this week. And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They make a few stories up, I would say. But she's no fuss. She doesn't get caught up in it all, and she just goes about her life as very normal. She's just another horse in the stable. Obviously, all the horses get plenty of attention, and if we could give her more, we would. But yeah. She doesn't choose that. She's just happy with her strapper dressing her every morning and looking after her. And as soon as that job's done, no one else needs to go near her for the rest of the day.
All right. Okay, so you say she's a no-fuss horse and she does a job. And look, being a bit of a bunny, obviously I've been following Winks and I enjoy going to the races occasionally, but I'm not what you call an avid punter. You know, some horses are very skittish and a bit like yep. divas, but that's not Winks.
No, not at all. She's very, what I call, I'd say she's a very professional horse. She's ready to do her job whenever you ask her to, whether that's in training, she takes it seriously. Likewise, in her lead-up races and her races, and on race day, she's very calm. But if you could explain a horse, she looks like she's in the zone. I know it might sound funny to the listeners, but that's the best way to describe it, and she's just a true professional.
Right, and she obviously enjoys racing and is a very competitive horse.
Yeah, she does. Racing's perceived in different ways, especially in modern times where there's always a few critics. But the first and foremost thing with every horse is making sure they're happy. And if they're happy, you can see it through their body language. They're very relaxed in their stables. They enjoy what they do. And therefore, they run. And they try their heart out for you and go home at night, win, lose, or draw, and get a good pat. But with Winks, she's just something different and something we're all very proud of.
And what will the routine be for you and Winks tomorrow morning in the lead-up to the Cox Plate?
Yeah, it's all about keeping things very simple and keeping the horse in a very basic routine. So very similar to people. A horse would get a little on edge if you change your routine. So she works every morning except Sunday. Sunday she'll either go to the beach or go for a swim in the swimming pool as her exercise. But if you did nothing with her on race morning, she would start to get a bit edgy and might not be relaxed when she comes back into her stable, might not eat her breakfast. So she'll go out for a very light jog, just as a sporting team would. come back to the stable or the hotel and have their breakfast and a shower, etc., and then just chill out for a few hours, and then the horse truck arrives about 3.5 hours before a race. She's got to be on the track 3 hours before race time to go through the pre-race testing, etc. That's very stringent in this game, and all of a sudden it's race time.
And what about for you as a trainer, Chris? It's obviously an early start every day of the week.
Yeah, 3 o'clock out of bed and to work about 3:30, and that's not just me. That's the whole team that we've got, and it's a big team behind Winks and makes it all possible. So I'll just try and keep my focus on other things and not get too wound up in the day. But it's like a kid waiting for Christmas. And I was talking to Hugh Bowman this morning. We're both just looking forward to not just having the day come around, but we're looking for the day after as well, because it's quite an intense situation and it might look easy, but there's certainly plenty of challenges, and she's a very well-respected and a well-followed horse, so we see that type of pressure as well. So we're looking forward to the race, but we're looking forward to a beer on Saturday.
I'll bet you are. After 21 consecutive victories, the expectation is with Winks she will keep on winning. You've mentioned Hugh Bowman. How important is the role of a jockey in the case of a horse that just keeps on winning?
Yeah, well, jockeys are just, they're an amazing sport person. So they're, first of all, watching their diet strictly, and Hugh would normally be probably a 65 to 70 kilogram person, and he's walking around at about 58, and he's got to get his weight down to about 56 for race day. So they're on a very strict routine. The professionals are really working on their fitness and gym work and all sorts of reflection to make sure they're sharp and things like that. But on top of Winks, it takes a pretty cool customer, because there's so many different things that can go wrong in a race. There's so many expectations, and Hugh Bowman is just a very cool customer. He's the Andrew Johns of being a jockey. He makes good instinct decisions. He's an absolute natural horseman, and it's a big plus to have a person like that in your team, and it is so important, and everything else falls into place as a result.
For the bunnies that don't understand the complexities of racing, the Cox Plate is considered the weight for age championship of Australia. Can you just explain to us what that means, the weight for age championship?
Well, it means every horse will carry a certain weight depending on its age. So the three-year-olds, they're the youngest horses that run in the race, carry a very light weight. So I think the three-year-old males carry 49 and the three-year-old fillies carry 57. The four-year-olds carry basically the same as the older horses. There might be about a half a kilo difference. And then from five-year-old and up, they all carry the same. The females, they get 2 kilo allowance, which is a scale that's been set over many, many years. This is designed to make sure that the best horse wins. The Melbourne Cup, for example, is a handicap. So a horse like Winks would carry a really big weight, and the horses that are unproven at that level will carry a very light weight. So quite often in the Melbourne Cup, without it detracting from the Melbourne Cup, not always the best horse will win. It'll be the well-weighted horse that wins the race. So that's the difference, and as a result, in the racing circles, it's seen as the best race on the racing calendar each year.
They're expecting the biggest Cox Plate crowd in over a decade tomorrow, and they're all obviously there to see your horse, Winks. She obviously doesn't mind the crowd. She likes performing for a big crowd.
She's pretty relaxed. We take her. Well, obviously she's in this type of environment very, very often now, and a good example is Tuesday morning. We took her to Moon Valley as a dress rehearsal, you could say. They call it Breakfast of the Stars. The horses go through their final serious workouts in front of the crowd, and it was good for her to be there, because it just gets them on their toes a little bit and helps them settle the nerves. And there was a big presence there, a lot of cameras and just general public there to see her and huddled around her stall. So that'll just help her turn up on Saturday, be in a similar situation, and she's been in that situation before, and certainly at Moonee Valley. And the Moonee Valley track's like something else. It's like a velodrome. It's very close to the action. It's a very tight turning track, and the crowd's right on top of the racetrack. So she does cope with it well. And again, Hugh Bowman aboard helps her keep relaxed once he hops aboard, and once she's out on the track, they go for a pretty solid jog to the start, and that just helps settle the nerves, and hopefully by the time they go in the barriers, she's relaxed and ready to run the race.
Great to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Good luck tomorrow. And speaking of Melbourne, the World Cup Rugby League kicks off tonight. Australia plays England down at Amy Park. How do you reckon your Kiwis will go in the World Cup this year?
I'd say they'll be good to run in the first three, but it's going to be a great few weeks.
Yeah, it will be. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks again for your time, Chris.
Thank you very much.